So we discussed in the past, right, what men need to be doing between 3 and 4:30. When he's ready, then he goes and wakes up the goddess. He's ready, is lucky. He knows his machine is working properly, that he is totally powered. And so, how do you wake up a beautiful goddess? Slowly. Even if you are in superpower mode. So, you know, it's like a Ferrari going a little ride, but you don't hear it because it's like a beautiful convertible. You know, slowly. Just gliding down.
But the question is, do you wake her up from her deep sleep? Or do you wait till she's moving and you can see that she's semi-consciousness? And then do you go in? What would you do? Would you wake someone up from their deep sleep? What if the woman is carrying the dream, then she's got to end the dream, right?
Okay, that's good. So is there, there needs to be a transition. So the man needs to do something, meaning whistle. Play an instrument.
Play music first, get her warm.
Exactly,
up,
just a
waking
nice
up.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Reciting poems, reading literature, whatever it is, just as I did with my kids. That's beautiful. Yes, that's how we do it.
And then building up the tempo, and she's going to start moving, feeling like can dance.
Flowers, everything, yeah.
And she's still downloading now, and she's moving. And then magic happens. The energy is just like music, and two drummers or two guitars.
And the eyes meet.
And they will know.
And the eye, because that's what happens sometimes when I wake up.
Uh-huh.
And then the eyes meet. I see you. Then I go there.
Uh-huh. So that's one part of it we'll see.
Okay, that's another good tip here for the men and women also, that they need to be taking care of their men.
That's why it's important to be on the same sleep schedule, yes. So you've got to come to a compromise. Unless it's a match of sleep cycles, then of course you don't have to do anything because you're going to be synchronized about your mama. But if it's not, then you're going to have to come up with just a routine, just like you do when you're dedicated to a job and you got to get up in the morning and be there on time. You have to look at it as a disciple, and a disciple is diligent, and it's his art, his craft. And so if you want to be in the craft of sensuality, sexuality, of the new healers, teachers, maestros, masters, and of this new age, then you're going to be diligent for yourself. Work together.
But this is the thing, you know, we can say, but we don't have the same sleeping schedule and blah, 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 and complain. But we can say, well, no, let's make the best of it. So what can we do? Okay, exactly. Oh, wake up early, perfect. So I'm going to prepare the space, start singing slowly.
Which is 3:30, yeah.
And so we take the best of it. We take the best of to create a magical experience between couples.
Otherwise, remember, we're whimsical. Spiral, fluid, which means every morning we expect to be invited.
Yes.
All the surroundings have to be tempered, beautiful, warm, inviting for us to be honored for the company of each other.
And remember, it's in the morning where the sun shines, the men. So that's the time that we do create, is the energy, power. Then sunset, the sun just relaxes a little bit, goes, and that's the cycles of the sun and moon. Okay, and then the moon rises.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's not enough to have date night once a week to save the marriage or to build the currency. It's twice a day, and then naps, like a nap in the afternoon, which is just to be together, to snuggle, to make each other feel safe in the environment that it's your home, it's your safety net, security, your love nest, the sacred nest.
All right. So, making the best of the times that are not totally aligned between sun, moon, planets. Making love.
Mm-hmm.
Sacred sexuality at parties.com.